Welcome to the cave.
The Dave Cave.
The Dave Cave. Plus one. As you can maybe hear in the background, Marley Michelle Doni made her debut on Sunday, September the 8th. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, 1:18 a.m. And she is now down here in the cave with the men as we do our inaugural podcast with the granddaughter. How about a nice round of applause for Marley Michelle?
Clap. You didn't put me on the spot with the golf clap. I don't even think we have one of those.
No.
Nope.
Sports.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Although she's good with that.
Yeah.
Forget it. You're done. All right,
nice.
Just.
Hello.
Go ahead, Justin.
All right, Justin. Go ahead. What's it feel like?
What doesn't it feel? It feels like everything. Everything leading up to this point in my life feels useless. Like nothing else matters anymore. That's it. I'm sleepless. No sleep.
You weren't sleeping before.
Yeah. Are you eating my M&Ms?
Yeah, dog.
Don't break the thing like
it
you did
sucked.
The last time.
It sucked.
It is. It's bad. I admit it.
We have an M&M dispenser. Okay, back to the topic.
I mean, she's perfect.
Oh.
Everything about her.
It ain't your baby. I'll tell you that.
Hold on a minute. Now, he's a good-looking dude. Not this good-looking, but he's a good-looking dude.
She's
quiet. I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about me.
Oh.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a tough sell.
But it's the best feeling in the world, is it not? Now, come on, David. I know you were a little nervous when they told us they were pregnant. We're all like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? And then 9 months later, look at this thing. She's unbelievable.
God gave him a good one. I'll tell you that right now. We're not even a week in, but she's doing great.
She is.
She is.
Mom's healthy. A little scary there. A little touch and go.
It was not a fun birth by any means.
Mm-hmm.
What birth is fun?
Good point.
Let's be honest.
Okay. Fun is not the word. It wasn't a good one.
No, it was not. They had some touch and go moments, but as you can hear her here, she's doing just fine.
They probably can't hear her, but.
Yeah, she's probably not close enough, but yeah. That's okay.
She got a full, let me explain how beautiful she's got a full head of dark hair.
Full head.
I mean, full head of hair, dude. I was shocked when she came out. I'm like, whoa, does the kid get a wig on or what is going on over there?
She was cooking.
She was. And she is just chubby little cheeks. What was she, 8'9"?
8 pounds, 7 ounces.
7 ounces,
19 inches long.
She's a good-sized
kid.
Jesus.
Good-sized kid.
I know Alex was like, oh, my God, imagine if I went to full term.
Yep, because what was she, a week early?
2.5.
Was it 2.5?
37 and a half weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Because remember, they wanted to get
her. We were going to induce her 39, but actually, before we went to the hospital, we had an appointment that day where they said they wanted to push it up to the 10th. So she was going to share a birthday with David.
Yo.
But that night that we got back from the doctor's appointments, Alex got high blood pressures. The OB said if it gets higher than X number, go in. It was. So we came in. They kept her. We thought her water broke throughout the day, but it did not. She was leaking a little bit throughout the day.
Okay, our viewers.
Yeah, we don't have to go into detail there.
It just happened.
Sorry.
They went to the hospital. And that they came out with a baby.
Now, let's just say, I wonder if folks can tell who the two people in the medical field are and who the two Donies are not in the medical field in this family.
Yeah, we don't, nothing.
We explain that to all the hospital staff. It's like, we've heard all this stuff before. It's nothing new. But we know average listener is like.
But when I tell your mother all the time, she'll start talking. And I'm like, I don't need to hear anymore. So what does she do?
Keep talking.
She keeps talking about it.
Just
like when
we
were down at the hospital the other night. They were talking about all this. I'm like, what part of I don't need to hear this don't you understand?
And mom's like,
another one.
Let me hit you with another
thing. Yep, and she kept doing it.
And another one.
So everybody's healthy. You guys are home now. You were sent home what? Tuesday?
Yeah.
When did you come home? Tuesday?
I think so.
How scared shitless were you driving the car for the first time with her in there?
Yeah, well, you know. It was pretty scary, but I wasn't that scared. I really wasn't. It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. I was terrified getting there, but then once I pulled the car up and they got in, I was fine.
Now, see, I remember driving you both home, and that to me was probably the scariest thing, because you're thinking, okay, what if the car gets hit? What if the seat's not in correctly? What if you just start screaming bloody murder? The drive home was actually the most nerve-wracking thing about all about the two births for me.
And that's why I'll have my 4Runner. Nobody can hit me in that thing. What's going to happen? It'll be like a little boop. You know,
he was
an SUV. It was fine.
Yeah, we had Alex's car. Yeah. And also, too, I wasn't worried about the car seat bit. But in terms of like, what if we get hit? I have no control over that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to
say. So I try not to worry about it. Like, if it happens, we'll deal with it as best as we can. I try not to think about those things.
It still was the scariest part of the birth was just that drive home. Because you're just like, everybody knows you're coming home. You got to make sure you get her home safely. And it's just like all the other knuckleheads on the roads. You just don't know what to do. That's how I was.
Well, we've all talked about drivers and driving.
Right, but I'm just saying it's a different thing now.
I know, I get it.
You strap a kid in the car.
If that child's in the car, it'd be like having a gun pointed at everybody on the road while
I'm driving. I swear to God.
Get out the way, precious cargo. Like, I'm not going to have a sticker. I'm just going to look at them when they drive past me, like, erratically. Like, you live to see another day. Oh. Drive better.
Because now everything is just magnified.
Yeah, I do.
The first time she starts coughing, the first sniffle she has, first time she cuts herself, any little thing, it's just you're going to be like, what is going on?
Until you have the
second
Here's
the thing, though. That's not me. That's Alex.
Well.
Maybe you taught me right, finally. It only took forever. But I'm the calm one. I'm the, okay, let's relax. Let's think about it. Let's see how bad it really is first. Let's not.
Today's September 12th, 2024. I'm marking the date on that. As soon as I hear anything bad, I'm playing that back.
That's fine, but I can ask Alex. It's the truth.
Give it time.
I really am. I've tried to say everything's fine.
What did I tell you? What have I always told you guys?
Be the coolest head in the room.
That's exactly right. Everybody then will follow you. So you're right. If you could, but what I'm saying is, there's a part of you. You're just like, did she? Did she move? Did something happen? Is she breathing? You don't know how many times I would just...
Oh, is she breathing? I've had that a couple times.
That definitely happened to me in the hospital, dude. That's not even my child. Sitting here, she's in my arm. I'm like, wow, she hasn't moved in 5 minutes.
So you got to pinch him or something.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oop, I sneezed. And then, you know, the arm moved and she's like, eh. And then just goes right back to bed.
Well, you got
to
make sure. Because, I mean, they're just so tiny.
Now, the only thing I am super duper impatient on, and it sucks, it's hard, I really need to get over it, but when she just won't stop crying, I get frustrated.
Well, nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, I know, but like in the first couple minutes I'm okay, but if she goes more than 5 minutes and she hasn't stopped yet, that's when I start to get a little antsy.
You're getting worried at 5 minutes,
yeah. I mean straight though, like just nonstop.
You were a colicky baby.
I know.
That's
it's
all
just,
you did was cry.
Should I rewind to that part we just talked about being calm where he's and everything?
But that's where Alex takes, because as soon as especially if she's crying in my arms for 5 minutes, Alex will be like, give her here, and then she'll stop.
Don't you have AirPods? Just throw them puppies on noise canceling. Just let it go, dude. What are you talking about?
And it's also,
I don't know. I can't hear her.
It's hard, too, in the middle of the night because we're not the only ones living in that house. So that's where the actual problem for me comes in. I get worried about waking up Dax. I get worried about Amanda and Dave, even though they signed up for it and knew what was coming.
They let you move in, dog.
Still, I feel bad, and it gets to me a little bit.
Hold on a minute. If you think I'm going to just slip right past, put the iPods in.
No, the AirPods.
Get out of here. That's
noise canceling.
Listen to that.
You didn't throw earplugs in when we were kids?
No.
No, he just went out to the garage.
He just broad-dogged the screaming in his ear. There ain't no way.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'll tell you what. That's going to be a blessing.
There's a freaking parenting suggestion.
It is.
Don't.
I want to know how many people use it, honestly. I'm gonna ask your niece.
Bad parents.
If the baby's crying for a long time, you've done everything, and they're just letting one out for a while, why not? You could still see when they stop crying.
Okay.
You could still most definitely hear them.
You don't
want
to just give them free reign to cry like
that. It won't be
though,
the. No, I'm
the
saying
it.
Okay, you two are completely missing the point.
No.
You two are completely missing the point.
We will take care of your kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying you're not being tentative to the baby. If you hold the baby and it's crying for more than 5 minutes, you've tried everything. You just work on trying to get him to stop crying, but you have a nice little earplug.
Hey, is this kid loading one up? These legs just went rigid.
Well, I mean, that's what was happening upstairs. She just ate.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure, because you know real quick what's going to happen. Justin, come get your kid.
For the listeners, though, there will be constant baby updates for...
Oh.
I mean, I can't guarantee there won't be any baby updates.
Every podcast is going to start with a Marley update.
We're going to do them at the beginning, too, so we'll let you know. We'll give you a baby warning to skip ahead.
Yeah, we need
Which might actually be smart if people don't want to hear it, to be honest, because we might go on about it for a while.
Oh, we are tonight. I can guarantee you that. I mean...
Oh, we've hit it.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but look, this is all that matters. You talk about one proud kid, though. You're looking at him. I mean, everybody else was, you know, kind of just worried. Now, here's the funny thing, Justin, about the birth. David and I were in the waiting room, and we saw a team go in there. Now, thankfully, your mom, and I don't think anybody else noticed it, but I said to your brother, I said, that can't be good.
It was for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all these people went in there, and I'm like, well, that is not good.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. So... We didn't know it was you because there were other people back there. But at that time, I had a pretty good idea this was going to your room.
The timeline added up because they left right after like 1:11.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was, we saw them go in there, a whole gang of them, and then they came out. And he and I are the only two that saw it. And I sure as hell wasn't going to say anything to all the grandmas sitting there, especially your mom.
Nope. And Amanda was beside herself too. Alex's mom was also just a wreck.
Oh yeah, again, we were there. It was late. Alex's mom was there way too long. She was there 24 hours.
Not in a bad way.
No, not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
Get her out, Jesus Christ!
Out of here.
That poor lady was running on fumes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough Red Bull, coffee, whatever. There ain't nothing that could have helped that lady stay awake. That poor thing.
Because she rode with us the night we went at like 11, and I took her home at like 3, and she was back the next morning at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I'm telling you what, that woman put in yeoman hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeoman hours. So.
Again, like I was telling Elizabeth, that's the most hours I've been awake in a very long time, being up from 5:30 all the way till when we left at like 3:30 in the morning.
Well, I had your
Once
mom.
Once we got confirmation.
Well, your mom called. I called mom after I called a football game, and we'll get into what we did as a family, which I think is pretty cool.
But, oh, yeah, don't.
Your mom called me, and she said, hey, her blood pressure's up. They're taking her to the hospital. So when I got home from calling my football game, I said, well, go lay down. We'll try to get a little sleep. And then, you know, we were getting up early because we were going to go to the Notre Dame game.
Oh, boy.
We'll get into that in a second. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
So we're like, all right, well, we're not going now. This is a scrub situation here. So we ended up not going to the game.
Called an audible.
Worked out well. We'll get to that in a second. So I bet mom and I got very little sleep at all because we're just like, all right, let's go.
You know, I was excited to go to Notre Dame, so I wasn't sleeping at all anyways. So I woke up with, like, no sleep, all hype. And then I got hyped because my niece was coming.
Oh, I know. And then it was, at that point, it was game.
Yeah,
on.
Then it was a whole different game. Yeah.
Mom was like, are you sure? Like, I'm not going to Notre Dame. I've been to Notre Dame before.
Now,
I'm only going to have so many grandkids.
There could have been clips on this podcast where I was like, we shouldn't be going this date. This was marked by.
I don't
by,
think we ever did, though.
This was marked by David multiple times.
No, I will tell you who said, are you sure we want to buy these tickets? Because it was your mother.
I also said it.
Well, I'm just telling you, I know when we went to buy those tickets, your mom was like, now, that's awful close. I said, no, they're saying the 17th. We should be all right. And, well.
She still ultimately bought them, so. You know.
Yeah, we bought them. Now, we were able to sell them and get some money back.
Which, whatever.
So.
At that point.
That's not a bad thing. But, anyway, it was all well worth it.
It was a day for everybody.
It was a day. I mean, look at it. I mean, it doesn't, they
She's
can't
been
look at
so
it.
So good. I know. Dude,
there's
you
nothing.
You can't see. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's,
it's just.
I've been around some newborns, and this one's been really top tier.
She's a sweetie. She's my little M&M, so.
The eldest in our little clan, which is going to be crazy.
First Donnie since Jordan is crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and it's a girl.
Look, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
2 eyes.
That's all I'm worried about.
1 nose.
10 fingers, 10 toes.
Dr. Seuss.
Nothing bad, just it's all I want. I know you keep saying you want to put the stem on the apple. That's fine.
Who said that?
Your
no, for the
brother.
Next one. For the next one. I don't care about this one. Now it's too late. It's too late. It's fine.
Well, blow on the umbilical cord. Maybe it'll come out the other.
Right.
It's a slippery slope.
Like a balloon.
Don't talk about my niece.
No.
Talk about my niece.
Yeah, she's just fine.
She's just
beautiful.
Fine.
Yes. No problems
she's
at all.
She's daddy's girl, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was so funny. We got home. Was it the day after she was born? I'm just walking around and I'm looking at all the baby pictures. I'm like, now that kid just had a kid. That kid is now an uncle. That kid just had a kid. That kid is now an uncle. Then I went over to mom's picture and I went, and that's a grandma.
Rip. Rip.
Poor mom.
That's a sit, though. David. Yeah, there you go. That's a sit, though. All right, so I know we got let's get it. Let's go. I want to thank Marcus Freeman.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Can we start the day? Well, I'd first like to start off before we get too in-depth, just because I'm still upset. Piss on Ohio State and Adobe for killing the contract. Like, I just had to shell out money to buy Audition for the first time in 3 years. Screw them. It's over. We're going to have to figure this out. I might be contacting the Russians to get a free stop. Anyways.
Call Trump. He's good friends with Putin.
I know. Yeah, he's got to connect.
I'll give you three reasons why they made us do this.
Oh, go ahead.
Name, image, and likeness.
They can't pay players. They're trying to build a hospital.
That's right. You know, they got to make their money where they can. So
crazy. I will say that.
Kicking the little guy.
Yeah, we'll keep kicking him down. Also, we apologize for being gone for a month and a week. Obviously, stuff has happened.
Yes.
Schedules have been bonkers, yep, as it has been this entire year.
Just because of the pregnancy, really. Especially for me.
Pregnancy, the birthday whole bonanza that we've had over the past, yep, 3 weeks. It's been
crazy.
Everybody's been trying to get with the donies. We understand. We're busy people.
But now that we've paid for this.
Yeah, but now that we're $300 a freaking year, we will be regularly back with the podcast.
Podcast.
Especially since, you know, Justin's going to want to come over and escape the other house. And
well, not only that, all that. We know Alex is fine now. The baby's here. So
yeah,
his schedule, and he's off the next, what,
yeah,
5 weeks?
We got a guaranteed 5 weeks.
5 weeks, baby.
And we can bring you this torturous podcast. Yes. So no problems whatsoever. All right.
That's to start off with. But I'd like to start our day. What was that? You talked about Friday night for the football game. Let's start Saturday morning. I get a call from Big Man saying, hey, they're in the hospital. We're not going today. I'm like, sure, that's fine. Let's get the ball rolling. I was already up. I thought about going to bed. But no, my day just revolved around my niece at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Dad dropped mom off at the hospital to hang out for a bit, which, again, that was a long process. Labor was what?
We got at the hospital at 11.
On
her
Friday
water
night.
Broke. Saturday around morning at like 3 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, so labor was for almost
24 hours.
Yeah, at least. They wanted to take her for the C-section after 18 of being in labor and nothing changing. So they, yeah, were like, it's been 18 hours, now we have a risk for infection, time to get this baby out.
Yeah, so that was the whole situation. Since my apartment is closer to the hospital, only 15 minutes away, we decided we're going to bunker down at my place. So we set up, I had a mini Dave cave in the living room. We had two TVs, but the main TV had four games going.
That's nice.
Which was pretty sweet.
Does he get that?
Fubo, he'll have to sign in.
That's nice, dude.
Well, again, also, back to backtrack again, piss on DirecTV and Disney
for
killing the ESPN contract. Again, what's going on? I don't understand. I couldn't watch ESPN while my niece was in the hospital.
We still can't.
I know. It's crazy.
It's still down, is it not?
Yes,
are they still
it is
fighting?
Figure that out, Walt. Or Walt's
Walt ain't around
son
no more.
Who knows?
Figure it out, Mickey.
Who knows? Okay, so anyways, we're chilling at the house. We ordered Giannino's.
Well, no, wait a minute. Don't forget, we had bought Jersey Mike subs on Friday to take
right
to the game with us. We had Jersey Mike's.
we were stacked at the house, at the apartment. We were ready to roll. Again, just sitting waiting for news updates. We were asking, like, what? As soon as they got an update from the doctor, which was like every 2 to 3 hours, we were getting constant updates, which was great.
It was every 4, because that's when they kept pushing a different med to try to get her to keep going.
Yeah, but we were still checking in to make sure Alex was okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're chilling, and unfortunately, our team played at 3:30. I'm just going to say our team, because that's who they are at this point. I'm not going to name names.
I can say Notre Dame.
Oh,
it just doesn't bother me there.
It was a shame.
It was a joke.
We don't need to talk about it in depth about plays or anything or what happened.
It was a joke. Run the ball.
It was an embarrassment. Honestly, shout out to Northern Illinois. They took advantage. Great. God bless. I like their coach, to be honest. He showed a lot of class, especially with this team going in there, underdogs. They got paid $3 million to show up and beat
our team. 1.8.
Whatever.
$3
million. And with inflation in a couple years, we'll be talking back. It'll be $3 million. So, embarrassment.
Talking about our team.
As soon as I found out we were losing, I think mom had the nerve of like, do you still want to go to a game? Or we were talking about like rescheduling to go.
This was your birthday gift.
Yes, it was my birthday gift, which again, birthday gift came a little bit early in my dad's lap at the moment.
That's right.
But they were like, would you like to go? I said, no. nope, we're not going. Don't try to reschedule anything because there's no need to go this season because we're now not going to make the playoffs, which is a shame. He's repositioning.
Mm-hmm. But well, yeah, I don't like that people are saying they're not going to make the playoffs. There's a whole season to be played.
You know what? Just kick us while we're down. There's always next year is what I hear. if we're losing to Northern Illinois.
Did you see the Rudy meme?
With
the Northern Illinois jacket.
Oh, yeah. It's just so bad. It's all the stuff. It's terrible.
Well, look, everybody was ripping me, sending me text, all this, all that,
overrated.
All this, all that. And
strength,
I'm like, y'all don't understand. It doesn't matter to me because I've got this.
This year's there's an exception this year.
That's right.
There's an asterisk.
That's exactly right.
On that day specifically.
You got that right. Because as mad as I was, I knew that we were going down there and we were going to have this bundle of joy. So I was like, okay.
We're bringing home something better.
That's exactly right. Can't take it away from me. Notre Dame will break my heart. This kid will never break my heart.
Well.
No, you won't break my heart.
Well.
I want to know who you're dating at all times.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have the words to find my ass.
So I never thought I'd become a gun owner until I had a girl.
Yeah.
You see that golf club right there? Just
swing
that once or twice.
Swinging it.
Take that chipper.
Yeah.
That'll do some damage.
Hey. Well, yeah. I want to know, when is it appropriate to buy your granddaughter golf clubs? I mean, is it 4 weeks? Is it 8 weeks?
I think it's like 2 years, honestly. Just take her in the backyard and just let her swing.
As soon as this kid's walking.
That's also fair.
Get a golf club in her hand. That and softball. You ready, kid?
Yeah, she's ready.
You're going to be playing.
Hell, so get her anyway, on the rugby.
She's a little athlete with how active she is. Whenever she's
rugby.
Up, that kid does not stop moving.
Okay, well, that's good. We like that. But anyway, yeah, it was disheartening for maybe a half an hour, 40 minutes, and then the mind turned immediately to what was most important, and then that was it. I mean, I haven't given him any thought since then.
No.
Honestly, I have not. I usually will watch his press conferences. You know, post game press.
There was no need.
It. No, there's not.
I got consolation texts with some of my friends. Like, that was embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but I didn't go up there today because they all knew I was going.
Right.
I was like, my niece is coming like soon. I was like, you know, this is just a kick in the bucket.
I know. Mom was texting me the whole time during the game. You're like, I'm so happy that we didn't go.
There was words.
Oh,
it was bad.
Mom,
mom
was texting me the whole time. She's like, yeah, it's
no,
good thing you're not
there,
here. Good thing we're not there.
Oh,
yeah.
Imagine if we did end up driving, we'd have to drive back that same night and all that.
God, no.
Yeah.
No, that.
For a disappointment.
That's exactly. Well, your mother's been dealing with that forever.
Got joy right here, dog.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not worried
nothing
about any
big,
of that.
Yeah, piss on Notre Dame. I don't need to.
No.
This season.
No.
They'll still be on, but I'm not going to make it a priority. They'll just be on.
Again, it's you got a long way to go. They can't afford to lose another game. Although, from what I've seen from USC, that's going to be tough out there. I'll tell you that right now.
You keep your high hopes. I know how it is.
I'm just telling you.
I've been through it
all.
It's
a long season. Other teams can lose. The top four probably will not, but the other teams will lose. So I'm not concerned about
it. We don't have a conference, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that.
Enough
right
Notre
now.
Dame.
Now, my Yankees, you know, we've been playing well lately.
They're doing good.
Now, Judge has hit a little bit of a dry spell, so I don't know that he's going to get to 62 this year, but that's all right. He's still the MVP. That's all that matters. I don't care how good Bobby Witt Jr. is good. I watch their games the last 3 days. They've played the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. is a real deal. So, I mean, he's a good ball player, but nobody's having the year that Judge is having. Even Ohtani's still far behind him in the number of home runs. So, and of course, he's in the National League anyway.
He's still a
so.
Beast, though.
Yeah. How about your boy Deshaun Watson? What are they going to do with him?
Now, listen here.
What are they going to do with him?
That's the problem with Sunday. So we have the child. I go see the child on Sunday, and then the Browns are on. And I hate Deshaun Watson. You know how I hate Eli Apple? I don't even know if he's still in the league. Deshaun Watson is now my number one. Just punt off to the moon. What a goon. He looked terrible. And now he has another allegation. And this time they say they have a video. I want to know if we could break his damn contract at this point. I wonder if there's like charges filed. We could finally kick him off to the curb.
Wait a minute. What do you mean there's a video?
There's a new. They came out today with the lawyer of the new accusation. They said, we have proof this time. So there could be legal stuff.
Well, that sounds to me like something's fishy there.
That sounds like lawyer mumbo
Listen,
jumbo.
Not only that, if there's a video, then she was up. Again, I don't know.
Entrapment, whatever.
Yeah, but who puts a video in their bedroom?
I'm trying to find out. People have cameras all over their house.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Nowadays, Dad, yeah.
What
security systems.
Porn?
Well,
that'd be the only reason you would need a video in your bedroom.
She could have been a model. Who knows? Again,
I don't care what you say.
Celebrity sex tapes have been happening forever.
I want them gone.
Look, let me just say, too, if he did something inappropriate, okay, I'm not arguing that. But just something doesn't sound right there if you talk about a video.
All I'm saying is what I see in the news, big guy. That's all.
Well, who are you, Trump? Because he thinks people are eating cats and dogs.
Well, again, let him be with his cats and ducks with his AR behind him, okay? Don't talk about Springfield like that. You don't know what's going on over there. Neither does nobody else in the country. That's the crazy thing. Anyways, it's sad to see that Baker is also starting off really well because again, it just stabs me in the heart even more.
Something was up there that they just didn't see it in him.
I think they picked between Stefanski and Baker. They're like, which one, guys? And they're like, mm-hmm. Well, coach. And then they just got rid of Baker.
That guy was coach of the year last year, was he not?
Whatever.
AFC?
How did we do?
Well,
exactly.
I mean, but it's not like Baker won a Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter. I still think he's a better pick than wasting $260
million. I'm not arguing that point whatsoever. On a guaranteed contract.
On a freak who doesn't even have a good track record.
No, he was good in Houston until he got hurt.
Tell me how you really feel there,
Houston?
David.
What?
Huh? So why don't you tell me how you really feel there, bud?
I don't know. The controversies, all that stuff, whatever. But I have been watching a lot of NFL recently, and apparently the stats are up, which makes sense. That Brazil game was really dope.
I didn't watch any of that.
That was cool.
Yeah, I didn't.
I know you're sick of the Kelseys already, and it's only been 1 week.
They don't
bother
me.
You just said, like, the other day, I hate seeing them.
Well, I mean, I don't need to see them all the time. It's not like they got to be on TV all the time. Now, my boy wearing the wrong shirt was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
He bought the too small shirt. That was funny.
Yeah.
And I got no problem with it. Dude, live your life. That was hilarious. My man just went into TJ Maxx and said, I need a white shirt, and I need one right now. And they went to the kids' rack and gave him a shirt.
Again, Ohio boys.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm more of a fan of a Jason because Travis, you know, is doing all his stuff with T-Swizzle. Whatever.
What?
Taylor.
T what?
T-Swizz. Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzles?
Yeah. T-Swizzles. It was a joke. It was a joke. It's not like she's actually called that. I don't think she is.
Oh, don't look at me. I wouldn't know if she was.
Whatever. It was a joke.
Wow, T Swizzles.
But hey, it is what it is.
Again,
we still have the NFL. Hockey's about to roll around.
Oh yeah, bring that up
here
because
that's
been so fulfilling the last 60 years.
Well, you know how it is. It'd be like that.
Is this year the last season that Dave follows?
No.
I don't.
Hey, you said it last year.
He says that every year.
I do not quit on my team.
This might be the year. I don't think I can watch.
I can't take it. My heart.
My teams may quit on me, but I don't quit on my teams.
You came close.
Close is one thing. I don't quit on my teams. I will.
Hey, at least your Steelers look good.
Opening night for Toronto, I'll be watching on TV. All right, go get to my Steelers. We can't figure out what we want to do. Do we want to go with Russell Wilson?
Do
we want to go
with
Justin
Fields? I like Justin Fields.
I do too, but it's just for whatever reason, he's not impressing them enough.
I don't know. He looked good.
Oh, he didn't look good at all.
He looked good for his first start.
He ran the ball well.
I like the plays.
And
they
won. That's right.
they won. The Browns didn't again.
Oh, that was bad.
I didn't watch it
because we were at the hospital. It was up on TV.
Dude, it was.
So I didn't watch much. They didn't look much worse than the Bengals. How'd you lose to the Patriots?
The Bengals look bad. Dude.
Come on.
At home.
What is going on there?
Hey.
Dude.
Hey.
The Patriots? They got nothing.
Rodgers came out looking like poop, too.
I've said it before, I am not an Aaron Rodgers fan. He blames everybody but himself.
I've never been. There was so many videos of him on the sideline just not paying attention to coaches. It's like, you're not a Tom Brady, dude.
He blames everybody but himself.
Yeah, get rid of
Point
him.
That finger at yourself, dude. You're the quarterback. You should be the one leading your team and saying, it's all about me. I made the mistakes. It wasn't them guys. They read the right. I was bad throws. He throws everybody under the bus.
I can't stand him whatsoever. Poor Jets fans.
Discount double check.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a discount double check.
Yeah. I liked him better with those commercials. I will say that.
Yeah, that was funny.
So, well, I think that's about it. I mean, we talked about the most important things in
sports,
our
sports. You know, we touched on that topic.
She's sleeping with her mouth open. She do that much?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was doing that when I was in the hospital the other day. I went and saw her on my birthday.
That is true.
I had the whole day off, and I spent almost half my day at the hospital.
Yeah, by the way, happy
out.
Birthday. We forgot about that.
I know.
Happy birthday to all of us. We haven't said anything
I know,
about
yeah.
all of
that
us.
That is true.
Everybody's a year older.
I mean,
at this point.
All right, here we go. August 23rd, August 25th, August 27th, September 8th, and September 10th.
Doesn't get any better.
I mean, look at that.
Within 2 weeks.
All of us.
Oh, and Elizabeth,
right
too.
Who?
Elizabeth?
I thought she said Aunt Elizabeth. I'm like, no, I know not that Aunt ain't Elizabeth. Right.
No. Elizabeth was mixed into that, all that stuff.
Where's her at?
Her birthday is on August 9th, which is one day after Meemaw.
We do have a lot of birthdays in August and in September. There's no doubt about it. But
we had a doctor's appointment on August 29th or something like that, and I was like, please take her now.
Oh, that would have been... I said either 21 or
29 would have been awesome.
Yeah, if we could have kept that in that little realm right there. But to be 2 days before David is pretty cool.
And also, too, she shares a birthday with Michael, and me and Mikey were supposed to be born the same
day. That's true.
So now he shares a birthday with my daughter, to me, is also just as freaking awesome.
Yeah. Again, it's a Virgo squad, baby.
I'm just looking at this little face. Little
chubby cheeks.
Yeah, look at her.
But yeah, Dave watched the debate today. I didn't watch a single thing of that.
I watched it all because, again, didn't watch it earlier
this week.
That
was on my birthday.
Yeah, I didn't watch it earlier this week and then watched it today. And
again, they shout out Springfield, Ohio, baby. Love it.
That's all I can say.
That's it. What else can you say?
I don't even want to get into it. No, that's all I can say is...
It happened.
Yeah.
So, just God bless the country. That's all I can say.
Rock, flag, and eagle, baby.
Not God bless, more
God
like
bless our troops.
God protect, God save.
The Kevin James NASCAR thing. Funny.
I just keep thinking to myself, where's it on my phone? Whenever I'm having a bad day, I just look at that picture right there.
There you go.
And that's it.
How have you had a bad day in between now and then?
I just started to get mad about the debate, and I just looked over at her little face. And I went, no, I can't do
it. Again, who cares?
Not going to get it. It's all about taking care of this little one now, right?
Yeah. But yeah, nothing
else.
Can't
wait for her to sleep here one night.
Oh, boy.
No, you can. You can wait. It's bad. Nighttime's not fun.
I think it'll bother me. On the weekend, it won't bother me. I don't care.
On the weekend.
I'll get her in my rocker.
Yeah, on the weekend.
Yeah.
I'll get her in my rocker. I'll put the magic Donnie touch on her, and away we go.
Don't fall asleep with my baby in the chair, Dad.
It will be.
Don't fall asleep with my
right?
child.
No,
please.
It won't be me. It'll be her. I'll put her right to sleep.
Oh,
and then
whatever. The amount of times I saw you with Layla and you both are just passed out in a chair.
Yeah. I got to get a new rocker. I love that one at the hospital. Did you sit in that thing, David? Did you rock in that?
What, the one in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing was so nice.
It's easy.
It wasn't that great. I didn't think
it fit perfect.
I feel like any rocker would have been better than that one.
Yeah, that was pretty mediocre. The one in the first room, or wait, where were we? Oh, there was one in the waiting room that was definitely in a room at one point, but it was completely shot. I sat in it.
Oh, I don't remember that one. So
we're half asleep in the waiting room when we went.
My brother was tired.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother was tired.
Nothing else really going on though. Not the baby.
What else do we need?
Yeah, I'm about to say I'll be in the city though. I'll be going to New York soon.
You're gonna be there possibly
in a month
for the postseason if the Yankees can stay alive.
Insane.
That would be so freaking cool, man.
Could you imagine?
You'd have to face
if you got a ticket to a postseason game in New York.
Yep.
And if it was on a Saturday. When are you gonna be there?
It can't be on a Saturday. I'm leaving Saturday. I'm there Sunday to Saturday, so it'd have to be a midweek game.
No, it would be a Saturday game. You could have a Saturday game.
I fly out Saturday.
No, you wouldn't, because your dad would come out there with you, and we'd go to the game.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
If you could get tickets,
if I find a way to find tickets on a weekend,
your dad and brother are coming with you.
Good luck.
Hey, you got connections.
I'll find them. Let me dig them out.
You got connections.
Tell
the boys
saying.
To start looking.
Shit, we'll just bring the baby. We'll bring everybody.
Yeah, good. You don't want to take the baby to the city.
Why?
Why?
Not yet.
Who cares?
Look how precious she is. Can't expose
She's
her.
She's not
going to
remember. Why does she care?
Whatever. Can't expose her to what?
The city.
The Yankees.
The greatest stadium ever built.
The Yankees.
The new one. You're right. It isn't.
Because you know, the Yankees have invaded
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Yeah. Chattanooga.
And the Yankees step out of that dugout, and I'll blast you.
Classic Looney Tunes line
that I've been annoying
Elizabeth for the past 4 weeks, and it cracks me up every time.
Chattanooga!
She got so pissed off. She brought that up? She's like, your son!
It was hilarious how mad
she
got.
You were like, pull the clip up!
And we did. We made her watch it.
She's like, oh my God.
And you Yankees step out of that dugout.
We need to get more Jackbox going, too, because the last time we did that
Oh, yeah, the last Jackbox game we played was hilarious. We might need to buy a new one.
Oh, they've got a new one?
Oh, they've got plenty of You guys just have one version. There's like,
oh, again, I don't know. Yeah. Yes, it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
It's a blast, especially if you have four more people.
Yes, you need a little bit more. Yeah. We need to do it online with somebody.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Because you're not in the same room.
Yeah, you want to be in the same room with everybody. Yeah. So it makes the experience so good.
Yeah.
You're talking to people who've been playing games online with people their entire lives. This is something that you need to do.
You all got to be on a video call and all that stuff, and that's just hard.
Well, we just need to get a time when we get everybody together, Matt, Chandler, Maddie.
Chandler and Maddie would probably be the easier ones to get.
Oh, she was freaking. She was fun playing with it.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was the worst, though.
Oh, my God. And it would be so funny. I'd be like, Elizabeth! And she would just start
getting beat
blushing.
Oh, yeah, she loses it, dude.
Yeah, she was. It was pretty funny.
I'm going to call your mother.
Yeah.
All right, I got nothing else.
I think we're cooked on this one. Again, we'll be back soon.
Yes, because we're paying for it now.
The Adobe tax. Never thought I'd be paying for this stuff, but
cheap
here we
bastards.
Are. I know. Yeah, that's right. Terrible. Till next time.